Okay, we're starting on page 294 in the new pamphlet. It's the second page. Page 294, Simon Shinchof Aleph, Seif Gimel. Page 294, Simon Shinchof Aleph, Seif Gimel. Shulchan Aruch says, Asa limleach chatichos noin, arba or chamish biyachad. You're not allowed to salt pieces of radish if there's four or five pieces together. Mipnei shenira kakovish kavosh minuk, because it looks like you are pickling, preparing things for pickling. And one who pickles, it's prohibited because it's like cooking. There's a common concept in Hilchos Kashrus that when you salt something, you pickle something, if you've cooked it, midrabanan. And that's what we're talking about over here. Now, this is a bit different to what we said in the previous sif. He's quoting a different Rishon now. But the Rambam holds that it's like cooking when you salt something. So the problem with salting a lot, and like in a pickling, when you pickle something, you're in a way you're cooking on Shabbos. Midrabon. And it looks like you're doing that. Metabel kol achas levada va'ichla. Rather, you can just metabel like dip or put salt on each one individually and eat it as you go. Avabeitzim mutar lemalcham, but eggs you're allowed to salt. Eggs do not look like pickling for some reason. Doesn't look like cooking, but radish does. Okay, there's a lot of details there. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah now. Sif Katan, Yud Gimel. Snoin. Radish is the problem to salt four or five pieces together. Ruadin kol davar shetzarach l'meicha, or anything else that needs salt as well. Needs to be salted, needs to be pickled. Kagoin, betzalim, v'shumim, for example, onions, garlic, v'ungurkas, chayim, and raw cucumbers. Those things are normal to pickle. V'hed yukosav aramab snoin l'kiyotzeboi. If you actually look at the Lashon HaRama that Shulchan Aruch is quoting, he says the phrase ukiyotzeboi, radish and things like it. The Shulchan Aruch didn't say anything about things like it; it just said radish. But the Rambam actually said and things like it. But it appears though that something which is not normal to pickle, then you'd be allowed to salt it, even a bunch of pieces together, because it doesn't look like you are pickling, because people don't pickle those things. There's actually this. Well, we hear that Rishon Zalman Orbach said therefore. If you want to put salt on a bunch of pieces of cucumber, raw cucumber would be a problem. But if you first peel the cucumbers, then there's no problem because people don't pickle peeled cucumbers. They only peel, unpeeled cucumbers. They only pickle unpeeled cucumbers, and that was the leniency of Rosh Hashanah and Orbach. Sifkon Yudalit, Arba or Chamesh Beyachat. So the Shulchan Aruch mentions four or five pieces together. It looks like you're coming to pickle them if you salt them all together. The kashakol chaticha munachas levada aim by the mushum kevish kavashim, because each piece is sitting separately, it doesn't look like you are pickling things. The gamlay mechze kemaabed, and also doesn't look like you are tanning, like we discussed yesterday. About kashemolcham biyacha, but if you salt them all as a group, I feel a data laochlam tekef, even if you do plan on eating them immediately afterwards. But la shoyisam emolcham, we don't plan on leaving it with the salt on them. Ad sheyetz meirusam meazeh kedarkam. You're not going to leave them long enough that the bitter sharpness comes out through their kind of natural sweating. Well, it's not a good word for vegetables don't sweat, but when they leave, right, releasing their moisture is a way of taking away the sharpness. So when you salt it and you leave it there, that's what happens. It starts to kind of sweat, even if you're not leaving it that long. But it's still also to salt the whole group together. If you did leave them that long, that's even worse. Right? If you left it that long, that they actually start to kind of sweat, whatever the word is, in the normal way when you pickle things. Even if you're only salting or putting salt on or dipping in salt one piece of radish, that will be asa midina. I mean, it's definitely for sure an issa to do so. That's how the Taz comes out. So again, we're talking about four or five pieces, and your plan is that as soon as you've salted them all, you're going to go, sooner or later, you're going to be eating them. But what's worse is you actually leave it there to release its moisture. There really is a problem of pickling, and therefore even one single piece would definitely be asa to salt if you're planning on leaving it. That's how the Taz comes out. And he comes out as well, Eli Rabba, that even to salt one piece of radish is asa, one piece by itself. With Magen Avraham, Sifkot and Vav, B'Shem Abach, Kosov, Gam Kain, Denog, Alma, Shreel, Melchum, Klal. That Magen Avraham brings from the Bach, that is the minig that we don't salt vegetables at all. We're not talking about making a salad right now, we're talking about kind of salting and leaving a bit, but we don't salt anything. And the Metabo Kol Achas V'Melech V'Eicha, rather what the minig is, says the Bach, that people dip something in salt and eat it, but they don't salt things and leave it like that. Our custom is that people chop up radish into small pieces, which itself is a problem of teichen, maybe we'll have to see later. And you take those that chopped radish and you put it into a bowl, and you put salt on it, and then you pour vinegar on top, and you eat it in that state. Right? Some type of salad, you know, radish salad. So that's what people seem to do. That would seem like the case, the problematic case, of salting many pieces. Here, you chopped up a radish into a bowl, you're putting it all in one place, you're adding salt. Why wouldn't that not be a problem of it's not lots of pieces, it's like one piece chopped up. Why wouldn't that be a similar problem that should be asked me dinner? I feel like even if you plan on eating it immediately afterwards, it should be a problem to salt all them together. And the heter would only be if you dip each one separately and eat it. So how come it's the minig that people do this? They chop up the radish into little the piece of radish into little pieces. They put salt on, put vinegar on, but because they are not leaving it at all to start to sweat and release its moisture, that as soon as you put the salt on, you immediately add another ingredient, which is the vinegar, and other ingredients. Then it's not like tanning. It's not like preserving, because again, as soon as you add the salt, you start adding other things, and it shows you're not really doing it to preserve it. You're just doing it kind of to flavor it and eat it. The kol shekein im shevchem sham shemen tekem. And certainly, if you're going to pour oil on immediately, she'asherem machlish koyach hamelach, because the oil weakens the power, the potency of the salt. V'ksaf mekoyimis oisin yarak shekoyin salatin. People in some places, they do take lettuce leaves, or molchin hayarak b'fnei atzmei techila, and they first salt the vegetable, the lettuce by itself, and they leave it in that state with the salt on top, and they kind of drain off the water, and after all that, then they mix it with olive oil and vinegar. But first, they're leaving the lettuce to kind of let its moisture out, then they drain off the moisture. But if they're leaving it that long, even if later they're going to add oil and vinegar, with their isagomo, badami tfei le'ibu, that's really a complete issa, certainly asa, and it's similar, even more similar to preserving, because you're leaving the salt on until the moisture comes out. Because the salt gets absorbed properly into the lettuce, that really is a problem to do on Shabbos. So if you're leaving the salt on you just put salt on the lettuce and leave it long enough to start to kind of sweat and let out its moisture, you're definitely doing an issa. So if cotton test vav, kakovish kavashim, that the Shulchan Aruch said that if you salt four or five pieces of radish together, it looks like you are pickling. Kakovish kavashim. Ve hatam hu merambam. This reasoning comes from the Rambam. Well, what's pickling? Pickling is a problem of cooking, right? As I mentioned really when we read the Shulchan Aruch, there's a different reason given to the previous sif, right? Here we're talking about looks like cooking, and before we spoke about it, looks like you're preserving. So yeah, this is the reasoning given by the Rambam. But Rashi, nosan tam, Rashi gives a different reason, the problem with putting salt on radish, shaladei ha-melech miskashim, because by adding salt to the radish becomes hard, it's like an improvement, it preserves it, it looks like the melacha of preserving, of like tanning in a leather skin, tanning a skin, and that's why it's asa. So the machlokes rishonim, what's the problem with salting radish? Is it that it looks like you're pickling, which is cooking, which is a Rambam, or is it like you're preserving, which is part of the melacha ma'abed, that is Rashi? According to the reading of the Shulchan Aruch, we could learn out there will be asa to pour wine and other liquids into a container that already has vinegar in it, in order that the wine that you're pouring in should also become vinegar, should kind of sour and become vinegar. It's like you are the form of pickling by adding the wine to make it ferment or turn into vinegar. Because you want to kind of preserve the wine, or you're pouring it in to kind of turn it into vinegar, that is a form of pickling, of preserving. And the Yad Aaron gives a different reason. Again, till now we've been talking about the Taz's reason, but this is now the Yad Aaron. He says it's a different reason that you're not allowed to pour wine into a container of vinegar to turn it into vinegar. Is it looks like weekday activity, Anjum. which is an Issa Drabon. If you're the reason you're pouring in the wine or other ingredients in it is because you want to weaken the potency of the vinegar, Bovad, Pasha the Shah, certainly you're allowed to do that. You're kind of diluting and weakening the vinegar, that's okay. But Litin, Ugukuz, Chayim, Basricha Kavushim, she's Chametz campaign, to add, to come along and add raw, uncooked cucumbers and put it into the pickling juice, but it should also become pickled with other things that are there. Pasha the Osir Kalama, certainly you can't do that. You can't add to what's already been pickled by adding more raw vegetables. Sivkon Tezayin. Mipnei Shehu. So the Shulchan Aruch said that when you pickle on Shabbos, it's like an act of cooking with cooking drabon. Afagav de bevadei ein bechiyav, even though certainly it's not a deraisa to do so, she ain't telezah because you're not using a fire to do so. You're not using heat, you're doing using pickling juice to do it. Mikam mokam osma drabon. Nevertheless, there's an issa drabonon to do a cooking drabonon by pickling something. Sivkon Yud Zayin, Va'ichla. And the Shulchan Aruch said, all you can do is dip each one by one and eat it. Tekef, immediately, belav dafka, tekef. Mam, it doesn't actually literally as you dip it. Ela, shah muetef, she yazia ksas leharbe, that leave it a small amount of time. It could start to even sweat a little bit, not a lot of time. Small amount of time is okay. And then, sifkon yudches, the final part of the sif said that you're allowed to put salt on eggs. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yudches, Mipnei she'ein derech la'asos behem kvashim. It's not normal to pickle eggs, apparently. V'gam ein ha'melech mo'el lahem kokoran ei. And also, salt doesn't do very much to eggs. I think raw eggs, you can't. If you put salt on raw eggs, it doesn't really do very much. And therefore, there's really no problem to put salt on eggs, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that is. I think it's actually a machlokes for shonim, but the Shulchan Aruch is mekel. Okay, Sif Dalad is the last one for today. A short one. Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Misha Kosev. There is an opinion that says, Shemuta litbol, but whenever you see Yesh Misha Kosov, that doesn't mean that there's only a Das Yochin and everyone else disagrees. It just means that there's one person who speaks out explicitly, and this is the halacha that he's bringing. This is actually, according to Shonach, we're passing this way. Yesh Misha Kosov, Shemuta litbol, Kama Chatichot, Tznoin Achas Achas Levada. There is an opinion that permits dipping a number of pieces of radish one by one. And then to put them down in front of you now that you've now got kind of a whole plate full of dipped radish. In order to be able to eat them consecutively, one after the other. I mean, you don't have to, like, as we saw in the previous sieve, dip and eat, dip and eat. You can dip and dip and dip and dip. And all the, say, the four or five that you dipped, and you put them on the plate now with salt in them, on them. Now you're going to eat them all together, one after the other. That is okay, according to the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Trumas Edeshan. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yudtes, Achas, Achas Levada, one by one. If you're dipping them one by one, it doesn't look like you're pickling. And that which he said, to put them down together in front of you, it means you're like ready there on the plate to eat. You should be careful that they shouldn't be touching, that it shouldn't be considered like a pile of them that we spoke about that was awesome the previous sif. Sif cotton chof is the last one for today. You're now going to eat them consecutively. Don't leave them on the plate there for a long period of time with the salt. Even if it's like in the same meal, from beginning to end of the meal, why? Because you're leaving them there, they're going to start to kind of release their moisture a lot. That would be a problem. Because again, you put the radish down with the salt on it, it's going to start to be preserved by releasing its moisture. That would be awesome. If you just leave them a small amount of time, and they just kind of release a little bit of their moisture, that's no problem, again, says the Taz. And this is all according to the Shulchan Aruch that we're making in this way. The minig is not that way, we're more strict. The Aruch Chayim bring, we saw already earlier from the Bach, Magen Avraham, that the minig is not to leave radish dipped in salt at all for any amount of time. You dip it and you eat it, you dip it in salt and you eat it, but not that you leave it on a plate for a certain period of time. Okay, Adkan.